From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, snakes, hockey, women wrestling, and Danish contrarians. I'm Mike Pasca.
Woo! And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Wednesday, May 28th, 2008. We are your cornucopia of interesting topics. We are your cocktail party of conversation. We're talking about all kinds of interesting things
today. Imagine if all those snakes, hockey, women wrestling, and Danish contrarians were at a cocktail party.
Wow.
The hockey players would be eyeing the women wrestlers, the snakes would be circling them all, and the Danish contrarians would be there going, "No, Herman, this is perfectly normal. This happens all the time." Or maybe a Danish contrarian is someone who has the muffin.
Maybe.
Get it?
Yeah.
They don't want the Danish.
Yeah, I got it.
Not good.
I'll laugh anyway, although it was kind of a pity laugh.
It is a... Yeah, I could tell by the little trill you put on the end of that. Wah, wah. A jam-packed hour is coming up. A story we brought to you in our newscast yesterday. We reported that rattlesnake deaths are up in western states. So, are there more snake bites? Is the venom getting stronger? We shall endeavor to answer those questions.
And some of the world's top economists and big-time financial thinkers are in Denmark trying to figure out the most efficient way to solve the world's biggest problems. I talked with the director of the conference.
And women's Olympic-style wrestling, which is so sad you just can't say wrestling because what pro wrestling has done to wrestling. So women's real wrestling is on the increase at the collegiate level. We talked to the coach of one of the eight colleges competing in women's wrestling, and we'll get today's headlines in just a minute. But first...
Senator John McCain appears to be searching for the center. Yesterday, the presumptive Republican nominee outlined a nuclear policy that experts are calling a departure from current White House policy. He knocked Barack Obama's opinion that the U.S. should sit down with Iran and North Korea, but then he continued.
Others think military action alone can achieve our goals as if military actions were not fraught with their own terrible risks. While the use of force may be necessary, it can only be as a last resort, not a first step.
In his speech at the University of Denver, McCain advocated diplomacy to build, quote, a community of nations drawn together in a common purpose. He also called for a return to serious arms reduction talks with Russia, a contrast to the approach taken by the current administration.
And McCain hasn't just been looking to distance himself from President Bush on paper. He also appears to be trying to do it in person. The two haven't appeared together publicly since early March at the White House when President Bush said this.
If he wants me to show up, I will. If he wants me to say, you know, I'm not for him, I will. Whatever he wants me to do, I want him to win.
Well, yesterday, a large McCain fundraiser in Phoenix featuring the president was rescheduled to take place at a private residence away from cameras. That's in keeping with the McCain campaign's usual policy of refusing media coverage of fundraisers. And late last week at a news conference in Central California, McCain was faced with this question, which will be harder in the next few months?
Beating Barack Obama or pretending you like George Bush on a daily basis.
Are you with Comedy Central?
In the end, McCain basically ducked the question, saying only that he wants to be judged on his own record. On the campaign trail, he's been stressing his independence. Pollster Andrew Kohut from the Pew Research Center for the People in the Press says the image does resonate with voters.
He's seen as a different kind of Republican. He's seen as a maverick Republican. He's seen as a centrist. When we ask people to judge his ideology, they put him very far away from President Bush.
But Democrats are hoping to erode that image and instead focus on McCain's support for the war in Iraq and for President Bush's tax cuts. Charlie Black, one of McCain's senior advisors, says so far that strategy isn't working.
If you look at all the national polls against either Democrat, he's basically even at a time when the Republican brand is lower than even with the Democratic brand. So we're happy with where we are.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.